The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens, the pharmacy America has trusted since 1901. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
In front of the eyes of the mankind, Russian troops are perpetrating ethnic cleansing brutally, mercilessly in my country and my territory. And we cannot do anything about it.
The president of Georgia, who apparently expected a little more from his alliance with the United States. The story after this from Charlie. The denunciations of Russia continue from the Georgian president.
Right now, Russian troops physically control and out one-third of my country.
From Georgia's ambassador to the UN.
Their aim is to destroy Georgian democracy and take away freedom of Georgian people.
The Russian military denies any such thing. It's just that the big army doesn't turn on a dime.
It will take time. Military units cannot be commanded just turn around and go much back.
In other words, if you're looking for a timetable for withdrawal, forget about it. And to think it's been less than 7 years since Vladimir Putin and President Bush were sharing mesquite-smoked beef in Crawford. Secretary of State Rice took a hard line, saying we will expect the UN to impose rule of law.
This is a member state of the United Nations whose internationally recognized boundaries have to be respected.
But as for the U.S. Army pushing the Russians out, Defense Secretary Gates votes no.
The United States spent 45 years working very hard to avoid a military confrontation with Russia. I see no reason to change that approach today.
And that, according to some analysts, was Russia's ultimate goal, to send a message to other allies along its border that the U.S. will talk tough, but as for the or else, well, the or else appears to be that we might just issue some very strongly worded press releases.
If Russia does not step back from its aggressive posture, the U.S.-Russian relationship could be adversely affected.
I'm not sure, but I think that means the next barbecue is off. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, August 15th, 2008.